Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, this is Throwback Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Steve Cypress here. I was going to say 2025 because I'm thinking 25, April 25. My birthday is coming up 1 month from today anyway. It's not look forward today. It's Throwback Thursday, and I'm throwing it back to the time. I don't remember the exact date. I don't want to look it up and find a letter because it's a painful memory. But I do remember getting a letter in the mail that hopefully you never want to receive. It was from the FBI. I was like, what is this all about? And the letter was detailing how our financial advisor, now former obviously financial advisor, had took off with all of our money, and it listed 26 other clients of his, or 26 in total, and some multiple tens of millions of dollars that he had ripped off. And some of these people on the list weren't people. They were like churches and organizations. I mean, this guy, whatever. It was requesting all kind of, I had to send in all kinds of documentation and any correspondence and any details or whatever for his hearing and his trial and is this coming up and whatever. And that was a shock. That was a big blow. There went our life savings. Every penny that we had not spread it around and invested with multiple advisors. He was in charge of all of it. And of course, the false, now we found out, reports we were getting were how well all of our accounts were doing and how great everything was. And anytime we needed a withdrawal, I remember having friends or clients needed money. I was like, or family, I was like, let's take a withdrawal from that, send it out, whatever. I got an inkling after a little while. I mean, in the beginning, he was pretty quick with the withdrawals, and then there was all kinds of excuses and delays. And I was thinking, what's all these bogus delays and excuses? So had an inkling was something was wrong, but by then, what are you going to say? Like, you're a criminal? Like, then I figured I'd never get a penny from him at all. But anyway, there it went. And I just thought, like, man, there's something that you read about or it only happens to other people. And there it all went. And we went back to work and back about our ways. And then, just recently, I got scammed again. This time, it wasn't some unforeseen, how could that happen? This one, I made a blatant mistake. It was all my fault, but again, all of our bank accounts wiped out, everything gone. And I've been writing up a post I was going to put on social media, on my Facebook page. I didn't finish it. I'll finish it and post it tomorrow. So that's what's on my mind here on Throwback Thursday. Throwing it to a time and a situation that I hope you never experience yourself. And if you want to check out my Facebook page tomorrow, I'll have a cautionary tale and hopefully enough detail that you can see what's going on and avoid this situation ever happening to you, please. I'll catch you then. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.